Before this is CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Court arguments continue today over whether a defamation lawsuit against allies of Donald Trump can proceed. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the suit brought by a Colorado man falsely accused of rigging the election.
In the first day of the hearing, lawyers for a number of pro-Trump media outlets and allies argued potential election fraud is a matter of public concern, and they never knowingly said anything false, so the case should be dismissed. They're being sued by Eric Coomer, a former top employee at Dominion Voting Systems. Coomer's attorneys say the defendants published serious and outrageous statements about a private citizen, and in doing so, destroyed his privacy and safety. The hearing wraps up today. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters is banned by a judge from overseeing November's election, CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The district court judge sided with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who sued to remove Peters as the county's designated election official. Peters allegedly participated in a security breach of the county's voting equipment that led to sensitive voting information being shared online by a prominent election conspiracy theorist. Peters' lawyer says she'll appeal. In the meantime, a former Secretary of State and a former county clerk, both Republicans, have been appointed to manage the upcoming election. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Air travelers have tried to bring a record number of guns through security at Denver International Airport. TSA says Denver's airport is sixth in the nation for the number of firearms discovered at security checks. So far this year, security screeners at DIA have found more than 100 guns and other off-limits items like stun guns, knives, and fireworks. CU Boulder Vice Chancellor Bob Boswell will retire in January. He helped develop scholarship programs for underserved students and policies to track CU's progress on diversity and equity. CU starts the search for an interim leader in the next few weeks. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.